Les nouvelles sports en anglais, Marcel Mfotchi.
Hello, Chetabile. Good morning and thanks for joining us. In our top stories, officials of the Organization of Military Sports in Africa have reiterated their commitment to fostering peace and unity in diversity among the armed forces on the continent through sports. And the 2024 edition of the Cameroon Futsal League and Cup has wrapped up in Yaoundé with RSDV from the Central Region winning the league and Bafoumé United from the Northwest taking home the Cup. The Cameroon Cycling Federation will on Tuesday, August 27, 2024, organize the ceremony to present the 2024 Chantal Biya International Grand Prix in the banquet hall of the Yaoundé Hilton Hotel. The event, which will begin at 11 a.m., will be attended by top government officials, members of the diplomatic corps, administrative and regional officials, as well as municipal authorities of the host cities and partners. Officials of the Organization of Military Sports in Africa, OSMA, have reiterated their commitment to fostering peace and unity in diversity among the armed forces on the continent through sport. They made these remarks yesterday at OSMA's permanent headquarters in Yaoundé during a ceremony where the organization's founding president, Colonel Hamad Kalkaba Malboum, was handed an invitation from Nigeria's Chief of Defense Staff, General Christopher Musa, to attend the opening and closing ceremonies of the second Africa Military Games in Abuja next November. Ben Collins Nyoeberuo completes the story.
The sealed envelope from the Chief of Staff of the Armed Forces of Nigeria, General Christopher Gabin Musa, to Colonel Hamad Kalkaba Malboum, was opened by the President of the Organization of Military Sports in Africa, OSMA, Major General Maikano Abdullahi, in Yaoundé. In the envelope was an invitation letter to the founding president of OSMA, Colonel Hamad Kalkaba Malboum, inviting him to attend the opening and closing ceremonies of the upcoming Second Africa Military Games in Abuja, Nigeria. While handing over the letter at the permanent office of the organization in Yaoundé, the president of OSMA, Major General Maikano Abdullahi, described Colonel Hamad Kalkaba Malboum as a man whose steadfast loyalty has greatly contributed in bringing the African soldiers together.
We are here from Nigeria to Cameroon for the purpose of handing a special invitation from our Chief of Defense Staff through the Chairman Organizing Committee of the African Military Games, our enviable brother and senior, Colonel Hamad Kalkaba Malboum.
The founding president of OSMA, Colonel Hamad Kalkaba Malboum, said during the ceremony in Yaoundé that reconnecting soldiers who were divided during the colonial period motivated him to start the organization in 1994 in Guinea. He said the invitation is a mark of recognition.
I'm proud of General Maikano, not only for his achievement as a sports leader, because he is now the president of the Organization of Military Sports in Africa. He was the secretary general when I was the president, and he is the vice president of International Military Sports Council. I'm very proud of him. Commander of Chief of the Armed Forces of Nigeria recognized the important contribution by uniting the African soldiers.
The second Africa Military Games that are expected to bring together soldiers from over 40 countries will run from November 18 to 30 this year.
Many thanks, Ben Collins Nyoeberuo. The Festifoot Junior Tournament underway at the Bamenji Stadium in Bafoussam will conclude this Thursday with the distribution of didactic materials to young people in the MIFI division of the West Region. According to the president of the organization, Huguette Akamba, the initiative aims to support the back-to-school needs of over 500 underprivileged and physically challenged children in the division. Details with Siobhan Borgoma.
The ongoing Festifoot Junior competition in Bafoussam promises an amazing time of sport with benefits, as some vulnerable and physically challenged children in the MIFI will receive school supplies for the upcoming academic year following their participation in the holiday tournament. Patrick Sundele, Inspector General of Regional Services at the West Governor's Office.
It is a wonderful initiative that all of us need to encourage. It is very exceptional that all competitions that we've been seeing here, we've never seen somebody who came up with this initiative to probably assist the vulnerable.
Coupled with the humanitarian actions and cultural performances, the opening ceremony was paced by a gala march between MIFI veterans and a selection of former Indomitable Lions, led by Jeremy Sorel Njita, technically assisted by Achille Webo.
I started my first step in football here. We are here to give that happiness, that hope. If our presence here, they can't maybe dream. We wish them all the best.
The grand finale of the event, sponsored by Bafoussam's city mayor, Roger Tafam, is built for August 22nd with the donation of didactic materials and scholarships to over 500 underprivileged children to assist them for back to school. Shivon Borgma, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
On to one of our top stories, the 2024 edition of the Cameroon Futsal League and Cup has ended in Yaoundé with finals in both the men's and women's categories that took place at the Esplanade of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. In the men's category, RSDV from the Central Region won the league, while Bafoussam United secured the cup with a 4-2 penalty shootout victory over Gazelle of Garoua following a 2-2 draw in regular time. The women's league title went to Aje Sark from the Littoral, while the cup was clinched by Efa of Bafoussam. Details with student journalist on internship, Pewe Joe.
It was an exciting moment at the Esplanade of the Yaoundé Amadou Ahidjo Stadium for the fans of RSDV of Yaoundé as they were crowned the champions of Cameroon in the male category following their 4-1 win over RS Menwa in the final. This player of RSDV was so excited about the results.
We are so happy. Now the only thing we have is to celebrate because we passed all our time to work hard. And now we win the championship. So I'm so happy.
In the women's category, Ajessak of the Littoral were crowned as champions after they defeated Efa of Bafoussam by 2-1. In the meantime, the finals of the Cup of Cameroon in futsal took place before the championship finals. Bafoussam United from the Northwest Region won Gazelle of Garoua by 4-2 to grab the cup in the male category, while Efa of Bafoussam humbled Bembal of the Far North Region by 4-0 to become the cup winners in the female category. The assistant coach of Efa says their victory is due to sacrifice of time and hard work.
The girls really sacrificed all her time to prepare and win this match. So I think that we need to stay focused for the next match because it's not yet finished. We're still going to play the final of the championship.
Among the hundreds of fans who watched the finals was the president of the Cameroon Futsal Federation, Norbert Feju. Futsal is a football-based game played with 5 players on a hard court like a basketball court and smaller than a football pitch.
Speaking to Pewe Joe after Bafoussam United's victory, for Alfred Ngwa, the regional focal point president of futsal for the Northwest Region, stated that he plans to promote futsal throughout every corner of the region. Take a listen.
I want to vulgarize futsal to the ends of the region, irrespective of the climate that we have now, the insecurity that we have. But I promise that I will go to Ndonga Mantum, I will go to Mentum, I will go to Boyo, I will go to Momo to implant futsal at the grassroots. And I want to tell you, futsal is a nursery for football players. The biggest football players pass through futsal. And if you go to Canada now and to Europe, Brazil, you will see that futsal is implanted at academies of 5 years. And I think if I'm given the means, financial means, security-wise, I will implant futsal in all the 7 divisions of the Northwest. And each time we are coming for the finals, we are coming to tell you that we are there in the Northwest to implant futsal.
And it is on that note that we end today's edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News.